Hamas says preliminary indications suggest Israel's involvement in a blast targeting an official belonging to the Palestinian resistance movement in Lebanon. In a statement, Hamas said Mohammed Hamdan sustained injuries to his legs by an explosive device in a southern city of Sidon. Hamas also said the blast destroyed Hamdan's car and damaged a nearby residential building. Officials have said a bomb was detonated while Hamdan was opening his door of his car. Reports say between 400 and 500 grams of TNT was used in the explosion. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack. Let's cross over to Madison, Wisconsin, joined by Dr. Kevin Barrett, editor of Veterans Today. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, your take on this, how likely do you think that Israel is involved in this assassination attempt?
Israel is, of course, the prime suspect. It has a track record of assassinating people on various of its opposing forces. And this track record goes back for many, many decades. Some cases they admit it, some cases they leave it as plausibly deniable and sometimes admit it later. And other times they do false flag assassinations designed to be blamed on others, as in the case of the assassination of Hariri in Lebanon a decade ago. So it's always likely to be the Zionists whenever something like this happens. Historically, you know, you could point to so many assassinations, many of which they actually claim credit for. We've had a couple this past year. Sheikh Yassin was assassinated, admittedly, by the Zionists in the wake of their 9/11 false flag atrocity. And in fact, I've recently been reading this new book by Laurent Guyonneau, a French historian, that puts forth a lot of evidence that Michael Collins Piper was right, and that indeed Israel played a primary role in the assassination of both Kennedy brothers, Jack Ruby being a very close friend of Israel in the JFK assassination, and of course the use of a Palestinian patsy, Sirhan Sirhan, tells us everything we need to know about who really killed Bobby Kennedy. So they are Murder Incorporated, and undoubtedly they're behind this one.
All right, well, thank you so much for being with us out of Madison, Wisconsin. Dr. Kevin Barrett, editor of Veterans Today.